From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Kuhlman. The Senate is close to finishing up on health care overhaul legislation. As part of its procedure, the chamber will take a third and final vote today to end the threat of a filibuster by Republican senators who oppose the legislation. If the procedural action is completed, the Senate is to vote tomorrow morning on the legislation itself. The Commerce Department says personal incomes in November rose at their fastest pace in half a year, providing a much-needed boost to retailers. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
Helped along by a moderating unemployment rate, personal incomes rose 0.4% last month, following a slightly smaller uptick in October. A rise in incomes means Americans have an additional $16 billion to spend, the Commerce Department says. That extra cash is key to breathing life back into an economy that has suffered its longest and deepest recession in decades. The rise in incomes helped spur a half percentage point uptick in consumer spending, especially encouraging for retailers eyeing their holiday sales numbers. It's another sign that the economy is growing again, even if it's occurring slowly. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
It could be another year before Guantanamo Bay detainees are moved to a prison in northwest Illinois. That's if plans to sell the prison to the federal government go smoothly. Susan Stevens of member station WNIJ reports.
A state commission listened to 7 hours of the pros and cons of closing the prison in the small town of Thompson and selling it to the federal government. Most of the opposition to the plan centered on moving about 100 detainees from Guantanamo Bay. Alan Liotta is the Department of Defense's Director for Detainee Policy. He told the crowd that closing Guantanamo will take away a major tool for al-Qaeda recruiters.
I mean, a new facility that allows us to start on a fresh slate and not have the taint and the stigma associated with Guantanamo provides us an effective way to do just that.
Liotta confirmed that some of the most notorious terrorism suspects could be moved to Thompson. That includes five accused of plotting the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000. For NPR News, I'm Susan Stevens in DeKalb, Illinois.
Officials in Jamaica say more than 40 people were hurt when an American Airlines jet slid off a runway in Kingston last night. It came to a stop just short of the Caribbean Sea. At least two people were seriously hurt. There's no word on what caused the incident. Frightened passengers needed help to get off the plane, several with cuts, bruises, and broken bones. Natalie Morales Hendricks says the whole thing happened in a flash.
Before I knew it, you know, everything was black and we were crashing.
No one died in the incident. The National Transportation Safety Board has sent a team to Kingston to investigate. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 3 points at 10,462. You're listening to NPR. The Vatican says Pope Benedict's decision to put his wartime predecessor, Pius XII, on the track to sainthood is not a hostile act toward Jews. Jewish leaders and some historians say Pius did not do enough to prevent the death of 6 million Jews by the Nazis. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
Benedict's decision to put both Pius XII and his immediate predecessor John Paul II on the track to sainthood was met with outrage by Jews worldwide. Jewish groups had repeatedly asked the process be frozen until Vatican wartime archives could be studied by independent researchers. There'd been speculation the move could jeopardize a scheduled January papal visit to the Rome synagogue. There was also fear both Pius and John Paul would be beatified together. Italian rabbis had asked for a Vatican clarification. Today's statement is an apparent response. It says the process toward Pius's beatification is not intended to limit historical discussion of the wartime pontiff, since the decree concerns his faith and Christian values. It also said there's no reason to believe the two beatifications will take place together. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The train service linking Britain with northern France is slowly returning to normal. Eurostar says that its rail service will remain limited through tomorrow. The trains were halted over the weekend after very bad weather stopped rail traffic through the Channel. That's the rail tunnel underneath the English Channel. Some people were trapped underground for hours without food, water, or any information. Eurostar officials say exceptionally bad weather, particularly snow and ice, is interfering with its rail traffic. I'm Korva Kuhlman, NPR News from Washington.